This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Last night, the Bethel City Council decided not to act on an ordinance to sell the property on 3rd Avenue to the marijuana store Cusco Kush. No council member made a motion to adopt the land sale ordinance, so it died before a vote. The meeting adjourned without any council member comment on the decision, but Mayor Perry Barr was willing to comment on the lack of action or explanation.
We haven't entered into litigation, but there is a potential for litigation in the future. So I can't comment on anything that pertains to that whole disposal of land.
As of today, the city is still in a lease agreement with Cusco Kush, but the city still owns the land. And the jury trial has begun for Adam Williams, charged with killing an off-duty village police officer in Nabuskiak. Williams was 19 years old when he was charged with shooting Kyle Wassily, a 26-year-old off-duty VPO. That was in July of 2017. A village public safety officer says Williams was intoxicated and passed out at the scene when he arrived. Wassily had been shot twice, in the stomach and in the chest. He died an hour after the VPSO arrived. Williams, charged with murder, pled not guilty. If convicted, this would be his first offense. Jury selection for the trial began yesterday, and the trial continues today. And the state has confirmed its first case of vaping-related illness on Tuesday. Up until now, Alaska was the only state in the country that had not reported any instances of e-cigarette or vaping-related lung injury. KTOO's Adeline Baxter has more.
As of November 20th, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said more than 2,000 cases of vaping-related illnesses had been reported across the United States. At least 47 people have died. Fortunately, Alaska's first suspected case does not appear to be life-threatening. State epidemiologist Dr. Joe McLaughlin says the teenage male patient from Southeast is responding well to treatment.
This is a hard thing to have to go through, especially over the holidays. Fortunately, the patient is recovering steadily.
He says the patient was admitted to the hospital on Thanksgiving Day after experiencing shortness of breath and chest pain that grew worse over several weeks. To protect the patient's privacy, state officials would not confirm where they were first admitted, but McLaughlin says he's being treated out of state. The teen apparently vaped nicotine products for several years and THC products for at least 2 to 3 months before the symptoms began.
The patient reported that the THC products came from a source outside of Alaska, and that's the extent of the information we have.
He says they plan to send some of the product the teenager was using to the CDC for further testing. People who have died from vaping-related illness tend to be middle-aged or older, but much of the national coverage has focused on the large number of teenagers getting sick after using e-cigarettes and vaping products.
It's something that we're definitely seeing on the national level, that most of the cases are in teenagers and young adults. And it's unclear whether that is a representation of the amount of use or the type of product that's being used by people in those demographics.
It's not clear why people are getting sick, but the CDC recently identified vitamin E acetate, a substance used in some THC products, as a potential concern. For now, the CDC is recommending that people stop using e-cigarette or vaping products, especially if they contain THC.
The only way to assure that you're not at risk while the investigation continues is to consider refraining from the use of all e-cigarette or vaping products.
McLaughlin says there aren't any other suspected cases of vaping-related illnesses being investigated in Alaska right now. But healthcare providers should be on the lookout and report any suspected cases to the Alaska Section of Epidemiology. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.
And finally, in sled dog news, 58 mushers have signed up for the 2020 Iditarod. It promises to be a competitive field with 6 former champions registered to run the 1,000-mile race, along with numerous other top teams. Among the winners returning to the trail in March are Bethel's own Iditarod champion, Pete Kaiser, along with your Leifseth Olsom and Seward's Mitch Seavey. Past 4-time winners Lance Mackey, Jeff King, and Martin Boozer are also signed up. Bethel's Jessica Klaika is signed up for her second Iditarod. Last year was her rookie run, where she finished 31st. Annie X Richie Deal also plans to run. So far, there are 12 rookies slated to run as well. One noticeable name missing from the roster is Dallas Seavey. The four-time champion has not competed in the Iditarod since a scandal in 2017 after four dogs on his team tested positive for a banned substance, although race officials have since apologized for how the incident was handled. Since then, there have been substantial changes in the Iditarod Trail Committee's board and governing rules. Tuesday was the last day for mushers to sign up without paying a late fee. Potential competitors have until February to decide if they want to sign up. This year's trail follows the northern route for the first time since 2016, leaving Willow on March 8th and heading through Ruby, Galena, and Ulato along the way to the Norton Sound coast. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for Yukden News coming up.